We got the news from Neil earlier that you guys are going to go with the eight-man bullpen. What kind of flexibility and versatility does that allow you as managers, how you deploy these guys?
You just hit on both cases, flexibility and versatility. When you've got, with the inclusion of Brault and Glasnow, those guys aren't going to go back-to-back anytime soon unless the landscape changes for them and it works to that situation. You got three in the back when we have a lead in Felice, Contos, and Rivero. So the three in the middle are going to prove pivotal for games where underneath could be tied to work to get to those other guys if the outing's short. I think early on we're still believing we're going to get innings pitched from our starters. If we don't, there's no necessary other options to go consider. We have manpower in the bullpen. The other thing being that we've had guys this spring in the two-inning outings. One inning has been dynamic and the other inning hasn't been so good. So we haven't had anybody really jump out and just corral that opportunity to be that guy. So the extra man, maybe we just cut it up where it's one inning apiece for a while to cover those two innings.
With a four-man bench, I guess in the past you've been pretty hesitant to pinch hit your backup catcher. The four-man bench, is that something you're going to have to be willing to do more often?
We very well could, depending on how the game plays out. This will be the most versatile bench that I've had with the four men that are out there. All three of those other guys can play multiple positions. They have, you know, three American League games. Then it goes back to nationally. I still feel that we will stay with the eight-man bullpen, number one, until we get the stability, or when we get the stability out of our rotation that you can pretty well count on, and then see who takes the ball, runs with it, maybe who doesn't, how we adjust thereafter. But it's not like we're going to just come back home and shift back to five-man bench. We're going to run with eight for a given period of time.
Neil hinted that Edgar and Dovidas and Josh Snoker are going to be the guys that are taking those final bullpen spots. What have you seen from those three this spring that sort of indicated that they should be the guys taking the ball there?
Yeah, it was very tight competition. We had five guys that have been in play for a while in Segrist and Crick and in Neveroskis and Santana and in Smoker. What we saw last year from them, and we consider what Crick did last year was all video. Segrist, what he did last year is video. Comparative spring performances from last year to this year, different things. It wasn't just game situation last year, nor spring training this year, and it's also a projection for the future. So arm strength and velocity closer to what we've seen them have during the season right now. We saw one solid breaking ball show up. The ability to have three pitches or two wipeout pitches, two swing and miss pitches, each one of them shows that ability as well. Those would probably be the first things that I'd share with you.
Do you have a clearer sense of what that opening day lineup will look like?
Yeah, I do. I know what it's going to be. Yeah.
Any interest in
No, none. I mean, we've got time to wait. We've got another game to play. I've talked to the men that are involved individually. And again, we're going to have a DH for three games. Then we're not going to have a DH. So the lineup's going to flip to some degree. But I'm looking for some stability in some certain places. I'll tell you the two guys you can count on. Mercer's going to hit eighth when we're at home. He might hit eight still on the road, all depending upon how that lineup gets the composition of it. Bell's going to hit fourth. We have two different guys that have led off for us already in Harrison and Frazier. When Frazier plays, he's going to lead off. Today was an exception because we pulled Polanco. Dickerson has the ability if need be. Then I'm looking for somebody to hit behind Bell as well. Dickerson could fill that slot very well as far as being powerful and being dangerous. I got to believe Marte and Polanco are going to hit. They're going to hit at the top. So whether it's two or three, one of them versus the other one, they could flip depending on a right or left-handed pitcher. There's going to be some stability. You got Cervelli, who's had the best spring I've seen him have.
Yeah.
And Morant showed us a lot of good things. So as we work our way down, where Harrison fits, all of it, you'll know when after they know.
Clem, what do you like about the lineup?
I like the length. I like the ability that we've shown some power this spring. I mean, I think the last time I looked, we were leading the Grapefruit League in home runs. Who would have had that coming in? Based on, you know, just the power. You don't expect that. Just we didn't have much. And I think we have the ability to lengthen the lineup. I think we have the ability to be tough outs and for that to be a strong chain where there's not a weak area. You know, it's sometimes there's a pocket that can be quick fire and quick outs. I think we can spread ours out a little bit. There's going to be a different hitter going up there with a different challenge for the pitcher all the way down to the bottom.
Lolo Sanchez still home. Pretty exciting to see that even in a spring outing.
Absolutely. Cora and I were talking, and games like this, we want to put a delay steal. We're still going to steal. We got to find some way to do something good, something positive. Joey found an opportunity with a kid that could run, took advantage of it. You know, the other funny thing is you go out and Smoker's coming in, and I've got four minor league players out there with me. They go, what kind of pitcher is he? I said, normally he's a fly ball strikeout pitcher. But today we just stole home, so anything can happen. Be ready for a ground ball. He strikes out, the guy gets a ground ball. So that was exciting. I mean, you look for different things during your day just to make you smile.
It's been a nice moment, too, for Bo Schultz. I mean, less than a year removed from Tommy John to get on the mound in a game.
It's really cool. And I was able to have a conversation with him during lunch today and just thank him for the spring he's had. I shared some observations watching him from afar and not having gotten to see him pitch yet. And, you know, today I knew I was going to get to see him pitch. So to see him on the mound, to see the delivery was collected and connected, and ball came out of his hand pretty good. I mean, the velocity was there through a couple of sliders. He came off the mound with a big smile. You know, that's the biggest step in the right direction for him.
Similar good feeling for Bay. Some of you didn't have a conversation with him, but a nice moment for him. For Bay, for the shortstop.
Oh, for the Bay. Oh, for Bay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I saw him over the camp yesterday, and yeah, he's a fun guy. The teammates love him. I mean, after lining out, when he comes back in the dugout, there's a lot of connectedness coming out of Pirate City. Those guys, they work together, they come up together. When anybody does something of value, you know, they have a tendency to rally around one another. It's fun to watch.
Is it cool to see sort of that life cycle of baseball, you know, the international slot money that was able to be allocated from the McCutcheon trade is going to a kid who's 18 who's really exciting, sort of see that life cycle play out, see sort of the future of the Pirates in a Grapefruit League game?
Absolutely, because I saw him yesterday, and I had no idea that he's going to show up today. You don't know how these things work out, and then when the opportunities present itself, you see his name coming over, you're like, wow, this is really cool, because I talked to him yesterday, said hello. And then to watch him, watch his mannerisms just out on the field at that age in a major league game, yeah. I mean, the game gives you great opportunities to appreciate it. And today there was a few of those, even in the game when you lose 6-3, and it's your next to last game as you walk out from an organizational standpoint. There's still wins to be had.